You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An Official Information Act request reported on last week by Newsroom revealed Minister for Resources Shane Jones obscured the nature of an undeclared meeting with multiple mining companies about the fast-track approvals process in February. Initially, Joles told Newsroom the dinner was a last-minute thing. However, he corrected the record the following day, saying the dinner was arranged in advance with two other participants. In response, Communities Against the Fast Track, a coalition of communities, groups and other individual community organisers, have called for Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to remove Jones from his portfolio. I spoke to the spokesperson for Communities Against the Fast Track, Augusta Macassi-Pickard, about this, starting the interview asking her how concerned she and the Communities Against the Fast Track groups were about this behaviour.
We're more than just concerned. We have real worries about what this means potentially for the international reputation of New Zealand and our governance, but also on what it means for our communities and for our public. Just to clarify one thing there, Jones's office initiated that meeting, and originally he said that it was the industry that reached out to him for it. So I don't know, for people that haven't been following this, this is like episode 4 in Shane Jones's lack of ability to be open and honest about who he's meeting with.
And as you said, there has been a lack of clarification behind this meeting. Jones told Newsroom that the dinner was very much a last-minute thing. However, he later corrected the record, saying that the dinner was arranged in advance with two other participants. What do you think this says about the government's transparency on the fast-track bill and keeping the public informed?
Well, the thing is that there are those two episodes, and then there was the next episode, which is where he then clarified further that he hadn't in fact been honest with that initial clarification either. We have real concerns that if Mr. Jones is unable to be clear and transparent and honest now, then as a minister he's probably not doing such a great job either. He's simply too casual with the truth, and this series of what he calls cock-ups are just simply not good enough for a cabinet minister. We really are questioning why Christopher Luxon hasn't removed Shane Jones from at least some of his portfolios, specifically the minerals and resources. But through the fast track, I'm not even sure quite what you'd call it, because it's not actually an act of parliament yet. It is a bill, but the government are in fact behaving as if it has already passed. So they're already advising applications for something that's not even actually law yet. And so we just really do wonder whether or not whether he should be in that role.
And as you say, the Communities Against the Fast Track have called for Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to remove Shane Jones after this, calling on other groups and organisations to call for the same. Why is it so important, do you think, that Jones should be removed?
Quite simply because he's very clearly shown himself to be untrustworthy and unreliable in this situation. He's very vocal on criticising any of his critics and resorting to insults pretty quickly on that front, and yet he's making no moves to actually listen to what those critics have to say, to engage in any kind of meaningful conversation around it. And the obfuscation of things like having cosy meetings with industry and things like that, that's not the behaviour of a cabinet minister, as I've ever seen. And we really do think that in the interests of professionalism, that Christopher Luxon should act as a leader and remove somebody who is not currently behaving appropriately. You may or may not be aware that Shane Jones has already had to recuse himself from some of these applications that they've invited under the fast track because he's got conflicts of interest with his portfolio as fisheries, as well as, you know, there's a conflict there with the mining. And there's nothing wrong with having close relationships with the industry that your portfolio represents, as long as you are being honest about that and open. We and New Zealand can see that Shane Jones is not.
And as you say, and New Zealand there, thousands of people took to the streets last month to protest against the fast track. Considering public opposition, do you think that your calls to remove Jones will be supported by the public?
Yeah, we do. We do. And I think a lot of people are really horrified by the behaviour of Mr. Jones as a minister. His behaviour, his language, his sort of pseudo-personal attacks on environmentalists at large are not really behaviour that we've seen from government ministers before. And they're not really what you'd expect to see. You'd expect to see a much greater level of professionalism in somebody holding such an office. So between that and the lack of honesty and transparency that Jones seems to be displaying, we do think that the bulk of New Zealand would prefer him to be removed from those portfolios. I mean, they're very important. you know, New Zealand's natural resources, whether it be fisheries or minerals in the ground or our conservation estate, they need to be managed or overseen by someone that has a level of respect for them, not by somebody who just wants to sell them at all costs. You know, Jones hasn't done anything to show us that he has any real interest in what's good for our fish or for our conservation land. He just keeps telling us what would be good for foreign mining companies and obviously having cosy dinners with them, which he did. You know, it takes an OIA request to actually eventually find out what really went on. So it's quite shocking. You know, on as well as suggesting that Mr. Jones be removed from his portfolio, we also strongly, strongly call for the government to scrap the fast-track bill, to stop creating bills in Parliament that they then treat as if they're acts and have become law when they haven't, and to just get rid of this bill. It's not a good bill for democracy. It's not a good bill for honouring Te Tiriti or Waitangi. It's definitely not a good bill for our environment. So we say scrap the fast-track now.
That was spokesperson for Communities Against the Fast Track, Augusta Macassi-Pickard, speaking to me about calls to remove Minister for Resources, Shane Jones, in light of an undeclared meeting with mining companies about the Fast Track bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.